This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV show at 7 minutes past the hour. Dougie is out today, but he'll be back soon, just a couple days away, the big triumphant return of Doug Steffen. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here, and lots of trending news, ladies. This one from my home state of California, and again, a follow-up to the campfire. Not only did the campfire kill dozens of people, it was the deadliest fire in California history, but it destroyed thousands of homes, and that left insurance companies in really financial ruins. They're unable to pay the millions of dollars to the policyholders to get those claims paid out. A state judge ruled that Merced Property and Casualty Company can't meet its obligations after last month's campfire. And their assets are about $23 million, but it faced $64 million in outstanding liabilities just in the city of Paradise alone, according to court filings. It's crazy. The judge and the, I mean, think about it. The whole town is gone. It's wiped off the map.
Yeah.
And Judge Brian McCabe's decision allows the California Department of Insurance to take control of Merced because this insurance company cannot afford. It goes under, basically, because it can't afford to pay out those claims. According to court documents, the state's Conservation and Liquidation Office will start liquidating what's left of the company. Unlike with bankruptcy, where a business or individual can start over, liquidation means there's just no hope for the company's recovery. Fortunately for the policyholders, Merced's policyholders, they are covered by the California Insurance Guarantee Association, which protects resident claimants in the event of the insurance company's insolvency. So the people who had the policies and had been paying and are good standing members of this insurance company won't be forgotten just because the company can't pay it out. That's why they have that insurance guarantee. But the association has maximum benefit limitations, according to Merced. So some good news, bad news for the people who are trying to rebuild after this fire. And Victoria, I can't even tell you how many times, especially as you get to be a certain age, when you get into your late 30s or 40s, certainly in your 50s, and you have friends who want to sell you life insurance, and believe me, they come out of the woodwork. You may not think you have friends selling insurance, life insurance, but you do, and they will find you, and they will ask you to meet them, and because you are their friends, you'll take the meeting, and they'll tell you, but my life insurance says, and you can cash it out early if you need money. The question that I ask anybody who is trying to invest my money or take my money anywhere is, are you FDIC insured? This is obviously the question you need to ask about to this Insurance Guarantee Association as well when you're getting insurance. Because if you do not have the backing of the government and something catastrophic happens, something that is beyond our comprehension, like a fire that destroys an entire town, you're in trouble. You pay all this money in, and you know what? Sometimes those are the breaks, and nobody wants to be on the end of that particular type of break.
Now, this may be a dumb question, but in Southern California, where you are, where these wildfires have just been popping up more and more, is it required insurance? Like, if you're a homeowner, do you have to have fire, or is that just regular insurance? Like, because I live on the beach now, and we're renting, but if we buy a place on the beach along here, you have to have flood insurance because of hurricanes and things like that, because we're right at sea level. Is it similar like that with fire insurance?
I know you have to have some sort of homeowner's insurance, I believe. Fire insurance is really hard to get in California. It's not cheap. I do have it.
Now
the
worse
thing
than
that's
ever,
even
probably.
Worse for us is earthquake insurance. In certain areas, it's very hard to get earthquake insurance. But it's one of those things that you're really happy you have. You may not use it very often, but boy, when you need it, you're really happy that you've got it. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so another tough break for the people up in the campfire area trying to build their lives over again and try to figure out where they're going to start new homes. And in many cases, everything is just gone, and they're going to have to start over from scratch. So we'll see. We'll continue to follow this story because I think oftentimes when you get a month or two in between the actual event, we forget about the victims. So we'll keep an eye on the campfire for you here on the DJV show, where Victoria has the perfect way to whiten your smile.
Yes, this year for Christmas in everyone's stocking, they're going to be getting the gift of a whiter smile. It is the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you, especially around the holidays. That's also great because, you know, you're drinking a little more wine, you're maybe having a little more tea, and things like anything that can stain your teeth. So Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. It transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's actually not a lie. That's 5 minutes. That's it. No half an hour with a messy tray or those film things that you stick on your teeth that leave a horrible taste in your mouth for the rest of the day. They're easy. They're hygienist approved. You can use them on your natural teeth. You can use them on caps and veneers as well. And in 5 minutes, you're on your way to a brighter smile. So this exclusive offer that we have for our DJV show audience is not available online or in stores. All you have to do is call Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. And again, it's not available online or in stores, so you have to call for this special deal. 1-800-208-1797.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Hand washing is essential for preventing the spread of germs, but sometimes all this scrubbing can cause a rash. Does this mean you're allergic to the soap?
One important thing to differentiate from allergic contact dermatitis is irritant contact dermatitis.
Dr. Don Davis says allergic contact dermatitis means a substance is causing an allergic reaction on your skin, but irritant contact dermatitis means your skin is inflamed from repeated exposure to something.
If I used lye soap on my skin and I used it over and over again, I would develop an irritant contact dermatitis simply from eroding away the natural barrier of my skin with repetitive washing.
Dr. Davis says it's not always easy to tell the difference between an allergy or irritant. So, talk to your healthcare provider so you can get on the right treatment. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose in L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose in L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose in L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
And 12818, see associate for details.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show, and come on, fess up, we've all heard it. Maybe our coworker, maybe someone in our family has that that cough that just doesn't seem to go away. Victoria, I know you've been battling something. I had something for a couple of months, and the cough never went away. So the question is a cough more than a cold? When is it more than the flu? When do you really need to be concerned? that this could be something more dangerous to your health. There's actually a chronic condition called non-tuberculosis mycobacterial lung disease, and not a lot of people know they have it, but you may, and you may have someone in your family that has it. So we want to keep you safe and protected here on the DJV show, and to do that, Dr. Julie Philly is here. She is a pulmonologist at the University of Texas Health in Tyler, Texas, and Philip Leitman is here. His late wife, Fern, was sick for nearly 2 decades with a form of this, and now his passion is to help patients through an organization, NTMIR, an organization he founded with his late wife. So welcome into the DJV show, Philip and Dr. Julie. How are you guys today?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Delighted to be with you. Thank you.
I think I'll start with you, Dr. Philly. What is NTM lung disease? Because I don't know that a lot of people have heard about it, and what are the symptoms?
Oh, thank you for having us. NTM lung disease stands for non-tuberculous mycobacterial lung disease. And what it is, it's a bacteria that's in the environment. And it's very common, found in the water source and actually in soil, too. So we're all exposed to these bacteria, and it does make some people sick. What are those symptoms? Well, the symptoms can be a cough that simply does not go away, severe debilitating fatigue. Some people can lose weight, and some people can even cough up blood on occasion.
Wow. Wow. And I know you said the water is a source of exposure. Are we talking about tap water or the shower? Where are people getting exposed to NTM?
That's a great question. It's any and all of the above. We can culture this bacteria in shower heads, in sink faucets. It can be in hot tubs. I suspect it could be even steam from things like facials or outdoor misters. And again, it's also found in the soil. Things like potting soil are common sources of this type of bacteria.
Wow,
now,
that's scary.
Philip, your wife was an NTM lung disease patient. What was her experience like? And I guess by association, yours as well as the caretaker.
Well, Fern was cold when she moved north and stayed in the shower a lot. We believe that's where was the source of her infection. What happened was for a number of years, she wasn't diagnosed because she would become ill. The doctor would give her a medicine, a pill usually. She would take it for a few weeks, get better, and then it would come back. It took a number of years till we really knew that she had NTM and that it was a little more complex. She needed to take a number of antibiotics to properly deal with this. During that period of time, during that delay, she had some loss of lung function, some extensive damage, and that created it more difficult to treat. It was more difficult to treat. The impact on me was one of a little bit of panic, fear, wanting to help my wife, but I didn't have the knowledge to do so. So we had to seek that out.
And so, Dr. Julie, what can we do? Is this something that, it sounds like common sense here, can we clean our shower heads? Do we make sure if we're using humidifiers? Like, it's running through my head now, any place that there's steam involved. What can we actually do to be proactive against NTM?
Well, the first thing I want to do is calm everyone down, because I do think that, again, we live around these bacteria, and we live around many good bacteria. The reality is that it's difficult to eliminate all exposure in our environment. There are some common sense things one could do to avoid it, and it's best to first, you know, seek more information and discuss that with your healthcare provider. But certain people are at risk to get this infection, and those are usually people with underlying lung disease and certain people with weakened immune systems. And there are occasions where we don't understand why people become sick from these types of bacteria.
Now, if we are feeling symptoms, we only have a minute here, Dr. Philly. If we're feeling the symptoms, what should we be looking for? When should we get tested and take this very seriously?
Listen, when there's a cough that won't go away despite multiple antibiotics, severe fatigue, weight loss, it's best to discuss these types of symptoms with a healthcare professional and perhaps seek this type of diagnosis under their care.
All right, very good. Where do we get more information on this, Dr. Philly and also Philip? Where should people go to find out more about NTM?
Well, first two places would be websites, ntminfo.org and aboutntm.com. They're both have a depth of information, and that would be a really good starting place.
All right. You guys are great. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you, Philip Liebman and Dr. Julie Philly on the DJV Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cozy little Christmas here with you.
The voice of Katy Perry. We are doing our Christmas song countdown here on the DJV show, and here's how it works. We take the Billboard list of the top 100 Christmas songs of all time, and we break them up. We're working our way down to number one. We started at number 100, and right now we are at number 34, Katy Perry, Cozy Little Christmas.
Nothing's missing, cause you're a blessing.
I gotta say, I'm underwhelmed with this one, guys.
I agree. I have not heard this, but
I'm just curious how we've already been through so many good songs, how this has made it to 34 without me ever having heard the song before.
All right, well, let's bypass number 34. We'll move right down to number 33. This one is Ariana Grande. Now we're getting into the current pop stars. Santa, tell me.
If you won't be here next year, Santa, tell me if he really cares. Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year. Feeling Christmas all around, and I'm trying to play it cool, but it's hard to focus when I see him walking across the room. Let it snow is less than now, but I won't get in the mood. I'm avoiding
Grande there, number 33 on the list.
I'm a little overwhelmed by that one, too.
Yeah, you like it? I know, me too. I can't get into it. I feel like maybe I'm just getting too
I actually really like this song. It's a little bit more like late 90s, early 2000s R&B, so I'm a fan, but I figured you guys wouldn't really be.
This is not her song, right? Like someone else, didn't someone else sing this song before
I've never
her?
Heard I've this never song heard before. I think this is her original.
It sounds like a ripoff of Santa Baby, because she's Santa, a little bit. Tell me. It's just, I don't know. All right, number 32 on the list. Now I can get into this. Andy Williams with Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Everybody.
While the bells keep ringing, Happy Holidays.
in a department store.
The holiday. I feel like I'm at my dad's. This song, for some reason, I feel like it's on repeat at my dad's house. That's all right. I like it. Andy Williams is a classic. Break this one up, Kara. Come on.
Into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney
down. It's the holiday season. And Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy.
Love it. Santa's all right, moving on the list now. This is the top 100 Christmas songs of all time, ranked by Billboard magazine. Number 31 will sound familiar to you. This is Linus and Lucy. Big special, the Charlie Brown Christmas. This one's right from it, the Vince Guaraldi Trio. This one will make you go crazy and go into an insane asylum. So let's go to number 30 now because we're getting ready to break the 20s. This is the Beach Boys. This is a fun one. Maybe the best one in this chunk. Little St. Nick.
And a real famous cat all dressed up in red.
Love it already. Love it.
This is like the classic California Christmas.
Absolutely. You don't think of the Beach Boys and Christmas music, but man, can they do it. That's Little St. Nick, the Beach Boys. We take the top 100 Christmas songs of all time. We count them down. This is number 30. We'll leave it right here with the Beach Boys on the DJ V Show.
It impacts over 100 million Americans, costing $635 billion a year, and people are suffering in silence. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Chronic pain affects more people than diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease combined. As a doctor, I meet chronic pain sufferers on a daily basis, many of whom have been previously misdiagnosed. Depression and anxiety often plagues these patients, and for some it can lead to pain medication addiction. What you need to know is this. There is help with proper assessment and diagnosis. Treatment must be multidisciplinary to reduce pain and enrich your life. Physical therapy, counseling, and antidepressants are warranted for some. Being proactive helps restore a sense of control and mastery over your day. There's no need to suffer in silence. Seek qualified help until you find it.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walenti. Farewell. Friends and family members remember George H.W. Bush at a church service in Texas. Then, F-18s fly in the missing man formation in honor of Bush 41. He was buried in a private ceremony in College Station, Texas. The Reverend Russell Levinson says the former president an incredible public servant.
Born into the cradle of a loving family that held fast to the values of friendship and family and faith, of integrity, honesty, and loyalty, of character, courage, and service.
Levinson speaking to mourners at St. Martin's Episcopal Church.
George Bush was never afraid to shed tears, and so today I bid you to follow his example.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Jen and Victoria Dougie is out today, but he'll be back on the next program. How about that, ladies? In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here, and Victoria has a trending story.
Yes, and so since we all love fashion and color and home design and all that good stuff, why not find out what the official color of 2019 will be? Pantone,
yes.
Which is, you know, the global authority on color, every year they identify what color will be the biggest trend in fashion, in home design, the biggest paint color, things like that.
I'm guessing
so,
lime green. That's my guess.
It was green
okay.
A couple years ago, wasn't it? I think
it's
okay,
not lime
green. I'm going to guess it's a okay, here's what my thinking is.
Well,
I
first
know
of all, do we know what this year's was? Do you guys remember
yes,
what this?
It's purple. It's a yes. Purple color.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the year before it was like some kind of green, and then the year before
well,
it was beautiful like blush and blue.
I thought millennial pink was the year before that. Was that the official color?
No. Millennial pink was something made up by one of those
yeah.
millennial websites that you read.
I mean, it was everywhere. The reason I guess
it
lime,
was everywhere.
The reason I guess lime green is because that's the color I've seen like every celebrity wearing over the last few months. Is a very very bright, like Blake Lively and Kim Kardashian and all of those wearing bright green.
It's probably okay. My inclination is it's some shade of blue, but it might be a yellow. We haven't had a yellow in a while.
Like a The official color for 2019 is called Living Coral, and it is a bright orangey coral.
I'm into it. I'm into it. So, I need to see the color, but I like the color coral. It's pretty.
Yeah, this is like a vivid coral. So, like, there are some muted corals, but this one is a vivid coral. And they said, just as coral reefs are a source of sustenance and shelter to sea life, vibrant yet mellow, Pantone 16-1546 Living Coral embraces us with warmth and nourishment to provide comfort and buoyancy in our continually shifting environment. So now how they pick this is they look at social media trends, socioeconomic conditions, fashion trends, technology even plays a part in this, as well as trends in lifestyle, art, and music, and travel. So somehow they put all of that together and come up with the official color for 2019, Living Coral. So
like
we'll
it.
Probably see lots of little pops of that color. I love coral. I can't wear, like, orange and yellow. It just doesn't go with my complexion. But I do like little pops of coral. So I think that's a very cheerful color for 2019. It's optimistic.
I think you're right. It's very pretty. And plus, you know what? It reminds you, I think it always reminds me of, like, beachy, kind of like an island thing. So for me, coral, looking at it, even though it's a bright color, kind of brings you to that relaxing headspace. Not many bright colors can do that. Many bright colors just kind of amp you up. But this one, I think, can make you go, oh, I'm in Hawaii right now. And you can just sort of make believe. It transports you to another place. All right.
Nice.
In the sports news, I know. That's how I live my life. In a dream. In a bubble. In sports news, we've been following the XFL. They announced New York, Los Angeles, and more inaugural cities for the 2020 launch. We covered the launch of the XFL a few months ago. And they held a press conference this week at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to announce the 8 cities that will be home to franchises when the league launches play in 2020. New York, New Jersey will have a team along with Dallas, Houston, Tampa Bay, St. Louis, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. And those were all revealed by the new commissioner, Oliver Luck, as locales that will have XFL teams. This is a big shakeup from the original XFL that ran for one season way back in 2001, because only New York and L.A. are returning from the original list of cities that had XFL teams back then. So the venues will be MetLife Stadium, where the press conference was held for New York, New Jersey fans. In Dallas, there'll be a Globe Life Park. Houston's, I think it's TDECU Stadium. I don't know if they actually spell it out, but whatever the stadium is in Houston, forgive me for not knowing that one. The StubHub Center in Carson, which is odd, that's where a lot of soccer games are played, so they'll be using that as a football field. St. Louis, the Dome at America Center will be the host. In Seattle at CenturyLink Field, no surprise there. Tampa Bay, Raymond James Stadium, and Washington, D.C., Audi Field in Washington, D.C. will be home to the XFL team. Now, Vince McMahon, the WWE chairman and XFL founder, said that the first XFL games will be played on February 8th and 9th, 2020, 1 week after the Super Bowl. So that's pretty smart. McMahon announced in January that he was reviving the league shortly after interest in the XFL was rekindled due to an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary. That's where it all started. That aired back in 2017. The original XFL was owned by the WWE and by NBC. The new version is funded entirely by Vince McMahon's Alpha Entertainment Company. And this should be interesting. It was, I don't know, do you guys remember when it was out the first time, or were you too young for the XFL?
No, I wasn't too young. I just don't remember paying attention to it at all. And obviously no one else did. It only stuck around for one season. But I don't know. And the odd thing is to have them play at MetLife Stadium. We already have the Jets and the Giants play at MetLife Stadium. So to have a third football team there seems a little congested.
They probably love it. Well, it'll be after football season, though. They'll start after the Super Bowl, and Lord knows the Jets and the Giants probably won't be worried about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
Sorry. Yeah.
There's a vacancy. Totally. No. Oh, you're right. There's a vacancy there for sure.
The field will have cooled off, is my point, by the time the XFL starts.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have to dust off the seats.
it first came out, it was known as like the hard hitting version of football. So if you could imagine, it was supposed to be more violent, more dramatic. It was going to be quicker play. Back in 2001, the cheerleaders were really scantily clad. There were a lot of tips of the hat to wrestling. It was really like wrestling and football had babies. I don't know how you're going to be able to do that more violent play of football in today's climate, because I think people have now really awakened and become kind of enlightened about the risk of head injury and the effects on the brain.
I think he said, though, that this is not going to be the hard-hitting league that it was in the past, that this is actually going to, they have stricter rules about hitting, so it's actually going to be kind of a softer league in that kind of way.
But really has to be.
Yeah, where are they getting the players from? Are they robbing the CFL? Like, where are they getting
tons.
Them from?
I mean, think about how many football players have amazing college careers and then can't find themselves a place in the pros.
Does Colin Kaepernick go here?
Maybe. That's a possibility. Or maybe, you know, people that get dropped from football. I mean, look at someone like Kareem Hunt, a superstar who has all of this bad press behind him right now.
I don't know
if they would want him, but I he's probably not the best example, but people who just find themselves displaced from pro football. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to follow the story of the XFL. In the meantime, we are giving you the opportunity to win some products from Works. These are really cool things, maybe for you, or if you want to give them to someone for the holiday season. Victoria, tell us what's up for grabs and how we win.
Yes, so this is from our partnership with Works, that's W-O-R-X, and they are a really fabulous tool manufacturer, and so this is our second season, or is it our third maybe, of partnering with them, and so this year we're giving away a prize pack that includes a circular saw that is cordless, and it has a rechargeable battery, and a jaw horse, which I at first had to look that up to see what the difference was between a saw horse and a jaw horse. Well, the jaw horse, apparently, is a patented design from Works, and it has a clamp on it. So instead of just laying whatever you're working on the sawhorse, now you can actually clamp onto it and use your circular saw or whatever you're doing for your DIY projects. And so all you have to do to win both of these, which has a retail value of $220, is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, and all you need to do is just go right there, and it will give you the link. You just enter your name and your email address, and that's it. And so good luck.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Hurry into the Dutch Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found that 53% of Americans plan to shop after Thanksgiving weekend. Last holiday season, consumers spent an average of $1,143 on retail purchases, showing there's a lot more shopping and spending ahead for Americans. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
As you begin purchasing holiday decorations and gifts, it pays to have a credit card that rewards you for every purchase. With the Bank of America Premium Rewards Card, you earn an unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar you spend. Earn even more when you book holiday travel with 2 points for every dollar spent on all travel and dining purchases. Plus, our preferred rewards clients can receive a rewards bonus of up to 75%.
For more tips and information on how to apply for the Premium Rewards Card, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards. That's bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested, and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is the DJV show, 47 minutes past the hour. Dougie is out today. Jen, Victoria, and Kara are in. And, Victoria, this is an interesting story that was trending all about Cuba. Now, we haven't heard much. It kind of quieted down on the Cuban front, but now we're hearing that they've given their citizens full internet access on their phones.
Isn't that crazy that it's just happening now? But it's true. Cuba has finally given its citizens full access to the internet on their phones. Now, this is, they're literally like one of the last countries in the world to do this. They have a state-run telecommunications company, and they're the ones who made the announcement. And so now everyone in Cuba who has a 3G-capable phone, think about 3G. How long ago did you have a 3G phone?
Yeah, we now? Come on.
We've been on LTE for years now, and we're at 5G in 2019, and they're just doing 3G. So, and if you, not to go back to the Kardashians, but if you did see those episodes of them in Cuba, literally they could not get the internet working for anything, and it's because even when you do have internet, it's only 3G. And so, unfortunately, the Cuban government has allowed all of this to happen, but the lowest package of service will run Cubans about $7 a month. However, that sounds like that's very reasonable, but the average monthly wage for state workers is $30 a month. So $7 of their $30 a month would have to be spent on internet access, and I don't know how many people are going to opt for that.
Isn't that interesting? Now, would you
so crazy.
Would you want to go to Cuba and check it out? I know that was been,
I've always
been
wanted
a big
to go to Cuba
for Americans.
I've always wanted to go to Cuba. The culture, the architecture, yeah, I would love to go and see it. I wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see it.
Because I like the finer things in life, like more than $30 a month and internet. I think that's probably it. Yep. I don't know. There's always been this stigma over Cuba, and I don't know what... I just don't know if it's ever been something that's been on my list. But I guess just for the sake of going, if someone offered me a trip, I guess I would check it out. Kara, what about you?
I honestly haven't really thought about it that much. I think because I grew up and it was a place where you couldn't go to, it was never something that was on my list of places to travel to. But I think I'm in the same boat. If the opportunity arose, then I would definitely, I mean, I like traveling lots of different places, so I would think I would definitely check it out.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the architecture is really, I have European friends who have been to Cuba and their pictures are incredible.
And it's almost like time travel, like going and seeing all the different cars and all the different culture and stuff. Yeah, it's like you could relive in different decades that, you know, were around before I was born.
And hey, if you like ceviche, it's the best in the world.
It's the place, is that right?
Yeah, and the great beaches. There's a lot there. For me, it's like when I go on vacation, it's the opposite of what Doug does. I like to just sit and have a cocktail, and that's it, and look at some pretty stuff. So it's kind of perfect
for me.
Sit on
the beach for a little bit.
Yep, that's it.
And maybe you can do that in Cuba. And it's a close trip for you, by the way. Only a couple hours from New York City, so you can check that out. It is the DJV show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Still Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins.
Are celebrating the holidays here on the DJV show. Let's be one of the first to tell you Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here. Doug is out this week. Jen, Victoria, Kara, we are here. And there's a great story out there, a feel-good story about the owner of the Saints, Gail Benson, who paid off layaway items for more than 400 Walmart customers. Victoria, we hear these stories every single year, but every single time I still, I feel a little emotional when someone does this. It's such a nice thing, yeah. A selfless thing to do for someone. What's the story here?
Yeah, so Gail Benson, of course, is the widow of Tom Benson, who was the longtime owner of the Saints, the New Orleans Saints. And so now she is the owner of, he actually purchased the Saints in 1985, and he died at 90 years old after three decades with the team. So she became the sole owner of the Saints and the Pelican franchises after her husband died this past March. And so she is 71, and she wanted to pay it forward, so she went to a New Orleans Walmart and asked the customer service people, hey, how many layaway items do you have? They had 400 different layaway items, totaling, get this, $93,000 worth of items, and she paid off all of it. And so no one really knew about it. And then as people went to pick up their layaway items and they said, well, hey, it's already been taken care of, then the word started to spread. And in this day and age, it's very hard to really stay anonymous with things like this. And so a bunch of customers and the store manager figured it out that it was Gail Benson. And so it's now the story is out. But it is a wonderful, wonderful holiday gift-giving story. And you do hear about these a lot. And it kind of makes me want to, like, in a small way, go to a Target or a Walmart and just say, hey, does somebody have some Walmart or some layaway stuff that I can just pay for them? You know, it's a great way to pay it forward. And, like, what a surprise. What a nice surprise, you know? If you've got stuff on layaway for Walmart, maybe you're worried about paying it off in time for Christmas. And to have this happen is just, it's really great.
Yeah. Great story. So kudos to Gail Benson, to the New Orleans Saints, because that's a great deal. And $93,000 plus worth of merchandise. Really awesome. All right. So real or fake Christmas trees, ladies, that's the debate. It's happening. It's been going on for years and years, right? Do you like the real tree? Do you like the fake tree? I love a real tree, but because I live in California, it's very dry, and I just feel so much safer with my fake tree. I can put it up after Thanksgiving, keep it up for a month, and I don't feel like my house is going to explode because of a dry piece of tree inside my house.
Well, but what do you guys do? You guys have been through lately.
Absolutely. So yeah. What about you guys? I mean, both of you would be considered millennials. And Victoria, I would start with you. Real tree or fake tree? Or do you care?
I do care. I've never had a fake tree. I have a real tree every year. So we're actually getting ours this weekend, and we're going to decorate it. I'm a little concerned that it might get it because the heat, you know, we have to have the, it's been very cold. So with the heat on in our apartment, I'm a little nervous about the tree drying out, but I am 100% all the way real tree. I love the smell. I just can't get away from that smell.
I usually will get around it and have a fake tree with the real wreath, and that seems to help a little bit and a little less dangerous. Kara, what about you? You are a true millennial. Do you like the real tree or the fake
tree? Well, I love a real tree, and I'm very impressed by Victoria because you've been living in an apartment, and I feel like apartment living is not super conducive to having a real tree, just having to, like, take it down the street. You normally, like, you have a truck or a SUV, which is nice. It's easier to
carry. This is the first time we're going to be the Griswolds. We're going to put a tree on top of the car. But normally, since we just left New York City after years of living there, you schlep it down the street like every other New Yorker.
Yeah,
and then
you
drag
it up
four
steps, which is not fun. So I'm not actually going to have we're going to have a fake tree in our apartment this year. I think my parents also have a fake tree because just after years and years of going and cutting down real tree, it just became too much of a pain in the butt for them. And this way, they can set it up, like you said, Jen, at the beginning of December, and they can get it all decorated and leave it up forever. So, if you know, optimistically, I would love to have a real tree, but it's not going to happen this year.
Well, the reason I asked you, especially guys, because you're millennials, apparently millennials are taking the heat for something. You know, millennials have gotten the blame
for killing
raisins. They've killed diamonds. They've killed homeownership. Really, they've killed everything good in the world. And most recently, canned tuna, by the way. But apparently, millennials are being blamed for kind of shaking up the Christmas tree industry. It was a trend for a while that artificial Christmas trees had gone up by 30%. The sales were going up significantly every single year. But millennials love real trees. And the National Christmas Tree Association said that there's a 17% rise in the price of real trees, which is good for the industry because millennials want real trees. How about that?
Oh, boy. Jeez.
Yeah, there you go.
They're already
real
expensive
or fake.
Enough.
You can let us know real or fake on our Facebook page at DJV Show. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.